You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, we get the opportunity to hear a little bit from all the staff members here, all who's paid and unpaid, but we just have just snippets of encouragement for you. We understand and recognize that school is just around the corner for each one of you. Whether you've already started school, yes, we have those who start in the room, or you don't start till September, but we just want to give an overview, maybe just snippets of encouragement, whether you're already there or not there already, just to take with you as you go along for these next 9-10 months of another school year. Something that I recognize is that once school is over, it's pretty much done for the rest of your life. And so I won't tell you to cherish school, because that's going to be a horrible advice. You're like, Nick, you don't understand. School's hard. I totally understand what you mean. But the idea, I just want to give you like maybe 2 minutes each person on just a snippet of advice, just to give you, just to encourage you before the school year even starts. So I'll start it off and then I'll hand it over afterwards. I want to start off with this idea that Jesus went to the cross to take time away. And so I want to encourage you, this is my encouragement, is to take time away for Jesus this school year. Luke 15:16 says, "But often Jesus withdrew to lonely places and prayed." Jesus came before God when he was about to experience a huge change. He like went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray to God before he went to the cross, but he went to share his entire heart with him. All of you, or maybe some of you, are back in school, and while others of you, this, you're just weeks away, this is my encouragement for you to make room for God. And we say this all the time, like a broken record, spend time with God, but really, in student ministries, remember, it can be so easy to go back to school, and life just becomes so much busier again. But what would it look like to just spend 5 minutes? Even that's walking from class to class, whether that's taking a break from your schoolwork and taking a walk around the house or taking a walk around the neighborhood, just 5 minutes to spend some time with Jesus. Maybe that's sharing your heart, or maybe fears or excitements you have throughout the day. Maybe it's sharing everything that's on your mind with him. Walk throughout your day and pray. Maybe it's not just sitting down and closing your eyes and folding your hands, but what would it look like to simply walk with your eyes open and walk around the room or walk around the campus that you're on and just sit and meditate with the Lord? So my takeaway is this. Ask God to give you eyes to see who he wants to share with him at school, or even who he wants you to share his love with at school. For example, this is an example prayer you could use. It's, God, give me the eyes to help me see those who other people miss on a daily basis. Help me to see those who people need a friend, or maybe help me to see those who are going through a hard time. What would it look like for us to be difference makers or game changers in the school that we all go to? And so do not miss an opportunity that God has in store for you to change someone's world this school year. Next up, we have Gavin.
I have to apologize. I'm very sweaty right now. It's so hot outside. I know some of you guys know what I'm talking about. It is very, very hot. Okay, so my advice to you guys as you head into this next school year, as you head into another year of junior high, as you head into another year of high school, whatever it is, my advice is surround yourself with the right people. My biggest struggle in school when I was in high school, but also in junior high as well, was spending too much time with the wrong crowd and thinking that it wouldn't affect who I am. Or how I act, or my relationship with God, but it did. My closest friends in high school were the ones who were just generally not good people and made really poor life decisions, and that's the kind of person that I became. And it ended up leading me to a place where I felt like I was the furthest away from God that I had ever been by the time that I graduated high school, to the point where I didn't even really want anything to do with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Now, this doesn't mean that we should avoid or reject everyone who doesn't follow Jesus or everyone who makes poor life decisions. In fact, Jesus himself spent time with sinners to love them and call them to be better, to repentance. But there's a difference between being a light in someone's life and letting someone else in your life dim your light. Your closest friends, the people you let speak into your life and shape your decisions, should be people who will help you grow in your faith, not pull you away from it. One of my favorite verses, I know some of you know this, is Proverbs 27, verses 17 to 19. And it says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever protects their master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart." So we need friends in our lives at school who are going to sharpen us, who are going to challenge us to live for Christ, who will call us out and hold us accountable when we're drifting away, and who will pray with us and pray for us. So choose friends like that. Choose friends that will sharpen you and bring you closer to God. That's what I have for you. Next up is Miranda.
Hi, guys. My name is Miranda. I'm the junior high coordinator, and I'm very nervous, so please bear with me. My encouragement for you all is to be bold and to be a light on your school campus. Whether you are in public school, private school, homeschool, you can still be a reflection of Christ wherever you go. This is something I needed to hear when I was in high school, where sometimes I would overthink or worry about potential what-ifs in interactions with other classmates. I love the verse 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." This verse highlights that God empowers believers with boldness rather than fear. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." These two verses remind me that I can be bold for the sake of others knowing Christ, and trust and know that God is with me and will equip me in moments where God is calling you to be bold and to love others like Jesus. I encourage you to pray each day for God to give you an opportunity to boldly be used by him. Whether that is for courage to pray for someone, to serve someone at your school, to potentially share the gospel and your testimony with a classmate. In these conversations, interactions, and moments of faithfulness, God is with you, God is leading you, and God is cheering you on as you are boldly obedient. Thank you. Next up, Andrew.
I didn't really get the memo that everybody was printing it out, and I was using my computer, so sorry about that. I'm Andrew. Tonight, I just wanted to share about putting on the full armor of God, which means just standing firm in your convictions in Christ. I want to share out of Ephesians 6:10 through 13, and this is about a powerful truth that the Apostle Paul shares with us. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." I said this passage directly reflects our reality. Paul does not sugarcoat the facts before us. The fact that the enemy is constantly working to spiritually, emotionally, and mentally tear us down. That being said, there's a lot of good news and hope in this passage. When Paul says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power," he's essentially telling us that we are not called to fight the enemy in our own strength. We have the power of the Lord to call upon to help us fight anything that is not from him. And God doesn't just tell us to stand up against the devil. He equips us to stand up and overcome. He gives us what the Bible describes as his armor. This holy armor consists of truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and his word. He doesn't send us into the spiritual battle unequipped. He prepares us, he clothes us, and he stands with us constantly and wherever we might go. And after you've done everything you can, when you've prayed, believed, fought, and pressed through. Keep standing. God will do the rest. That's what spiritual warriors do. God is equipping you through your faith and devotion to be a spiritual warrior. And a warrior is exactly what God empowers you to be. So tonight, whatever you're facing, take heart, put on your holy armor, lean into his strength, and call upon him in your hardship. And always stand firm. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I'm Anna. I already introduced myself. But the encouragement or advice or whatever you want to call it from me is to take your expectations, hopes, and desires and put them away and submit, give it, and surrender to the Lord. I know that when I was in high school, I had all these expectations of what the next year would look like, whether it be what my friend groups would look like and what we would do, or how it would be when we go to football games, or how my sports season would go, or how classes would end up, you know, playing out. And I, time and time and time again, was let down because those were my expectations or desires and not expectations or desires of the Lord. And in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." So just like I said, anything that you have that you don't feel like the Lord is calling you to, whether it be interacting with people who may not be the best influence on you, or not taking time to spend time in the Word, I just encourage and challenge each and every one of you to surrender that and say, you know, the Lord, I am going to do what you want me to do and pray about how you want this year to look like. And I'll do it all in your name and do it all for you and in your glory. And then also in John 3, 30, it says, "He must become greater and I must become less," which just plays into the idea of taking everything that you want for yourself and replacing that with what the Lord wants for you. Easier said than done, but I really strongly encourage you guys to do that, whether it be you're going into middle school for the first time or about to end middle school or going into freshman year of high school or you're about to graduate and you're worrying about colleges and AP tests already. I just encourage each and every one of you to take that time to just pray to the Lord, spend time with the Lord, spend time in Christian community, and see what he has to offer you all.